All right. Good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Berachos HaShachar, the morning blessings. So the Kitzur writes, this is in Siman Zayin Sif Beis. Berachas Hanosen Lasech Vivina Lo Yivarech Ad Shiyair Hayom. An interesting halacha that the bracha of Hanosen Lasech Vivina. So we normally translate, there are different ways to translate that particular blessing, that particular bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down two translations. The first translation is that Sechvi means a rooster, and therefore making the bracha that Hashem has given the rooster the ability to discern between night and day. The second interpretation is that Sechvi means the intellect. And we're blessing God, we're thanking God, we're praising God for the fact that He gave us the ability to discern between night and day. So either way, You translate this particular bracha, the effect is the same, which the Kitzur says, therefore one should not recite this bracha until dawn. Because it's only once the dawn has broken that ultimately there's the ability to distinguish between day and night. So whether it's man distinguishing or nature distinguishing, but what's interesting to point out, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down, he says that if you're ever outside during dawn, so the truth is to the untrained eye, dawn looks exactly the same as night. Right? It's very, I mean, sunrise one could tell, but dawn, really very difficult to discern on the horizon how there's any real difference between nighttime and between dawn. So the Aruch HaShulchan says something quite beautiful. He says that what we're really thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for the ability to pick up on nuanced differences in life. That sometimes the greatest level of wisdom, you know, everyone could tell the difference between night and day. Everyone could tell the difference between black and white. There are very clear, discernible differences. But the ability to distinguish between dawn and between nighttime takes a much more nuanced and fine-tuned understanding of life. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just simply for giving us intellect, but for giving us fine-tuned intellect to be able to pick up and to perceive the beautiful nuances of this world. Shene Emar, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Adir.